情是不是像童话呢？曾经我发出感慨，如果爱情中没有争吵，没有意外就好了。朋友说那样的爱情只是童话。其实爱情中的小摩擦是不可避免的，但是争吵到令人心碎的地步，恐怕也只能够让人感慨了。分享音乐心情，学习点滴英语。各位好，欢迎来到可可听歌学英语，我是大家的老朋友 Kenneth， 为您放送精彩英文好歌。今天给大家介绍 Toni Braxton， 90年代国际流行乐坛最炙手可热的新生代女歌手之一，拥有多张的百万销量的唱片，多首耳熟能详的单曲，以及不计其数的奖项。她独特低沉的嗓音发挥着点石成金般的魔力，难以想象其实这一切并不是她孩童时代的人生目标，而现在制作的音乐呢，也是她过去成长道路上不允许涉足的禁区。不知道今天为大家带来的 Fairy Tale 童话能否感动你呢？一起来听听吧。
Tell me how I love you.
好的，音乐过后欢迎回来，这里是可可听歌学英语， Kenneth 依然在伴随各位。 Fairy Tale 来自于 Tony Braxton， 下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。 And if I was wrong I know I don't deserve this. If I was wrong, I know I don't deserve this. 如果我做错了，我知道我不值得这样。Deserve, 值得的。D-E-S-E-R-V-E, deserve. 比如说 This book deserves to be read several times. 这本书值得多读几次。注意要用被动语态 This book deserves to be read several times. 这个词其实已经讲解过很多次了，这一次我们来讲讲稍微不同一点的内容。短语 deserve well of 表示值得被善待， deserve well of。 比如说 He works very hard and deserves well of his country. 他工作十分努力，所以呢应该得到国家的优待。 He works very hard and deserves well of his country.这个短语的反义词是 deserve ill of， 也就是不应不值得得到善待， deserve ill of。 比如说 The waiter has deserved ill of his boss because he was late for work very often。 这个服务员理应受到老板的处罚，因为他经常迟到。 The waiter has deserved ill of his boss because he was late for work very often。I need to hear those words you used to tell me. Used to 是过去常常的意思，也讲解过。比如说 Women used to think they were on the shelf at 30. 过去呢，女人一到三十岁就认为是过了结婚的年龄。那么这个句子里又有一个短语 On the shelf， 字面意思是在架子上，引申为被搁置。 On the shelfWomen used to think they were on the shelf at 30. 过去呢，女人一到三十岁就认为是过了结婚的年龄。Be used to 和 get used to 则是习惯于的意思。比如说 ，She isn't used to living in the countryside now. 她不习惯在乡下生活。You'll soon get used to the weather here. 你很快就会适应这的天气的。Way back when we were just friends. From way back, 相当于 long long ago, 很久以前。 Mr. Jones said she knew my father from way back. 琼斯先生说他很早以前就认识我父亲了。 Mr. Jones said he knew my father from way back. From way back, we were just friends. 那个时候我们还只是朋友。Tell me how I love you wins or how a broken heart can mend. Mend, M-E-N-D, 基本意思是修理、修补，常常指由于穿用而破碎的具体物品重新完整或者坚固起来。那么用于抽象事物呢，可以表示恢复、康复、改正或者改善等等。She mended a broken dish with glue. 她用胶水把碟子给粘好了。这个句子里的 mend 是修理、修复的意思。The patient is mending well. 这个病人的病情正在好转。那么这个句子里的 mend 是康复的意思。Mend 也可以作为名词，短语 on the mend 指的是在康复中，在改进中。The doctor said that he was on the mend. 医生说他的病情正在好转。Tell me how I love you wins. 告诉我怎样才能够成功的爱你， or how a broken heart can mend. 告诉我怎么样才能治愈一颗受伤的心呢？How the fairy tale begins, 童话是如何开始的， or how it was supposed to end. 告诉我它又是如何结束的。Suppose, S-U-P-P-O-S-E.假设、假定、推测。 I suppose that he is about 40. 我猜呢，他大概40岁。短语 supposed to 表示猜想会、应该、 supposed to。 比如说 I'm supposed to be there at 5. 我得五点钟到那儿。 How it was supposed to end. 它应该如何结束呢？ when it was true that love was sweet and innocent. Innocent, 形容词 I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T, innocent. 主要的意思有两个，一是清白的，无辜的。比如说，他声称自己是无罪的 ,He declared that he was innocent. 常用的短语有 be innocent of, 无罪。In fact, we were innocent of the crime. 事实上我们是无辜的。Everyone believes that he is innocent of murder. 大家都认为他没有犯谋杀罪。Innocent 第二个常见的意思是天真的、纯洁的。比如说 I was very young and very innocent. 我那个时候非常年轻、幼稚、无知。I'm not quite so innocent as to believe that. 我还不至于幼稚到相信那种事儿的地步。好，咱们来回顾一下歌词。A time when it was true, 那个时候这一切都还是真实的。That love was sweet and innocent, 那个时候我们的爱情还是甜蜜而纯真的。如果人世间不需要连理枝来提醒爱情的纯粹，那连理枝也可以含笑而哭了。所以连理枝现在还活着，因为人们还需要被提醒。梦想着纯粹的爱情，也祝福正在收听节目的你收获美满爱情，享受爱情甜蜜。这里是听歌学英语，我是 Kenneth， 微博 ID Kenneth 婕妤，分享音乐心情，学习点滴英语。下期听歌学英语与你有约，再见。